Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's paying attention today because we have a guest in studio today, and her name is Rebecca Eli, and she works with us on the TikTok Creator Network Live Agency that Bang Productions has, and she's one of our creators, and she came to see us, and we're going to talk about what that's all about. If you're a live creator, and what do you do? What does that mean? I think it's the future because I think things are that have been produced in the past, that have been put in feeds, are going to translate to live content for instant gratification. So welcome, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, Rebecca says she's a little shy on camera, and so we're breaking her in the right way. And Rebecca was in the Navy. She just recently got her pilot's license. So she has another part of her life going on, but she got involved with this TikTok thing and started making some money. So just tell us a little bit about what you think about doing TikTok lives.
TikTok changed my life, honestly. I did 5 years in the Navy, and you know, paycheck to paycheck isn't a really fun way to live. I had dreams to be a pilot, and that's expensive. I started as a gifter on TikTok, and I kind of saw how easy it was for people to make money just for having a personality or just being, you know, authentic and real. And, you know, I kind of woke up and I was like, hey, I can do that, you know, and I did it. I got on, I pressed, you know, start live. And ever since then, it's just been great. You know, the connections I've made, the networking I've had, the fact I'm even sitting in this room, you know, is a testament that anybody can do it.
When you approach this and you've had some success and you're making some money on this TikTok live thing with diamonds, these, you know, their supporters give them diamonds, and 1 million diamonds is about $5,000. What is your approach as far as building a community?
I think you should be as real as possible. Be yourself, be genuine, you know, and that sounds cliche. Everybody will tell you that, but it's true. When you are yourself, you're going to attract like-minded individuals, and then you just help them connect with each other, and then the community just builds itself. You know, if you can create, you know, a room of people that enjoy talking to each other and also enjoy talking to you, then that's how you build your community. And then, you know, the more fun they're having, the more fun you're having, the more they're going to share it to other people to come and join as well.
Now, Rebecca's originally from Alabama. She lives in Florida now. Tell me a little bit about when you first discovered TikTok Lives. I know you discovered them before you got in the agency, the TikTok Live agency. How did you discover TikTok Live?
Honestly, I was scrolling on the For You page. I used TikTok just to watch normal content videos from content creators. I actually did not even know streaming was a side of TikTok until April of 2023. I came across my friend and I saw he was streaming. He wasn't a battle streamer. He wasn't a game streamer. He was someone that would just sit and he would just talk to people, and he had a community of people that would interact with him, and I became part of his community. He would go live every day at 7 p.m. and I would be excited to go and see my friend and talk to my friend. And as I started interacting more with his stream, more streamers started coming, and I saw the battle streamers, and that's when things got kind of interesting for me. So that's when I started supporting people. I began gifting. And, you know, then I was like, you know, I'm going to sit and I'm going to analyze for a couple months what works for these people. Like, why? How are they making money? How are they building a community? What do people like to see and what do they not like to see? And then I will try it for myself.
You said battling, and a lot of people approach this and they're like, what's battling? And there's a lot of battlers on TikTok. And I kind of look at it like a virtual ECW or something like that, you know. But tell us a little bit about what the battling is.
Battling is basically making a bet that your creator is going to win the match. And in order to win the match, you have to put up the most diamonds or the most points. And so you have supporters that, you know, maybe they will send $5, maybe they'll send a penny, maybe they will send $500. It gets tense when you're spending this much money on a creator. You know, you're going to want them to win the match. your team or your supporters are stronger than the other team's supporters. And then the more wins that you rack up, the more it's incentivized for you to keep your win streak going, so you make more money that way as well.
Just give a little history on Bang Productions TikTok Live Creator Network Agency. We've been a partner with Meta for 5 years, and TikTok came to us last year and said, hey, you should start an agency. And we had a little bit of presence on TikTok, but not a lot. This is kind of how this all started. Now we have close to 700 creators in our agency, and Rebecca is one of our highest performers in the agency. She's doing very well, and she's going to start helping us, you know, work with players and so forth. So yeah, talk to me a little bit about how the competition works in battling.
Yeah, so again, with the competition, it's just, you know, who's got a stronger supporter. So there's also gifting badges. So when a supporter gifts you or sends you, you know, money or whatever, it builds their badge. So the higher your gifting badge, you know, they come into a room or a streamer's room, and let's say you have a level 37 badge. A level 37 badge is roughly $60,000 that you spent on TikTok gifting. So it will get the attention of everybody in the room. Oh, this person spent a lot of money. It gets the streamer support or the streamer's attention, but it also gets the chat's attention. So, you know, people gift for that reason. Again, the other reason is you want to see your creator win. You're spending all this money. But there's another side to it, which is the daily ranks. So daily rankings is a 24-hour period for the top 100 performers in the country. If you're performing at the top 100, you're going to be on this list that anybody on TikTok can see. And so it's really good for exposure for you to be up in the daily rankings. But the ranks are always changing. They're always moving, you know. So it's very competitive to stay in the daily ranks because everybody wants that exposure. They want that attention. And if you finish top 20, you get a banner that goes around your profile picture. And so now, you know, your profile will be displayed as someone that finished top 20 in the ranks. And that's a lot of people place a lot of value in that.
Well, one thing I realized too is this competition structure and so forth is very, it's almost genius because it's almost like Vegas in a way to get everybody involved, get everybody engaged. And when you talk about TikTok, you talk about some of the people behind TikTok. I mean, it's creative people, you know, and I think sometimes in this political environment, creative piece gets lost because they get tied up in all the nonsense. But it's a very creative environment. I do think that tech needs to be managed better. I'm not saying it doesn't need to be managed better, but, you know, for the sake of our kids. But I think that if you understand that, you manage it better. You know, I don't think this is going away. Did you ever think that this could potentially be enough money to be somewhat of a career?
I didn't. I know there's multiple people that do this as a career. Personally, for me, I didn't see that potential in myself until the numbers started coming in. And I was like, you know, whoa, like people work 9-to-5 jobs, but, you know, instead now you can it's kind of like a work from home job, you know? And if you are naturally creative and you have a really good personality, why not, you know, try to build that community and that network and monetize off of it versus suppressing that in your personal life? So for me, it's a very creative outlet for me. Money or not, I very much enjoy it. I very much enjoy the people I've met, the networking I've done, and obviously, you know, the amount of money that you make is nice. Yeah, now I think full time for me, this is what I'm going to be doing.
Rebecca's early 20s, very relatable, young female doing a, you know, somewhat of a different career world, if you will. Rebecca went with me to the Global Live Fest in Miami, and it's very, very interesting to see how developed the program is in other countries. I mean, it was almost like these people were in, you know, it was like their own Hollywood. They, you know, it looked like Vegas. The outfits looked like Vegas, looked like Siegfried and Roy. And probably these top 10 global live creators probably made a couple $1 million a year. What did you think about Global Live Fest?
Very eye-opening and humbling and inspiring experience for me to, you know, when you see how dedicated and passionate these people are to their craft, whether it's music or...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, AI, you know, trend or, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, you just see how passionate they are, how happy they are, how determined they are. They're walking around with their tripods, you know, standing in line to get on the bus, like just fully dedicated to making sure that their, you know, followers and supporters were immersed in the experience of Live Fest with them. And to me, I mean, you know, that shows how much they care about their communities, and it shows how far behind I think we are in the US when it comes to having, you know, people on the platform. There's so many people that don't take advantage of the opportunities that, you know, if you want it, you can go and get it. You can go and build that community. And every other country, I think, is ahead of us in that area.
What do you think about just in general as a young adult looking at the job landscape? How does that look to a early 20s?
Like career-wise?
Yeah, like, career-wise, like current, like how does that look to you? I mean, I know to me, when I was growing up, early 20s, you know, the job market was a little different. You didn't have an opportunity to do live content, create your own TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I call this. It's called micro TV development. What does that whole picture look like? Is there a different narrative to you?
I think the career field to me is pretty intimidating, especially like with how the economy is these days and how much money you have to make to just stay relevant or to even just pay your bills. It's hard. You know, you have to just look at extra streams of income and, you know, maybe turn that into something bigger for yourself or really just go into what you want. Like me, I wanted to be a pilot. I said, why not? I went to school, put myself through it, made the money to do it. And then, you know, here I am now kind of taking a break from that because I saw how much potential I have with TikTok. And now I'm just going to, you know, see where I can get with TikTok. And I think if you find something that you're good at and you're passionate about, the money will come. You know, if you enjoy what you're doing, which is how I feel about TikTok, I enjoy being creative. I enjoy building a community. I enjoy just being myself and making other people happy and to support them. And the money will come, you know, and the money has come. And I think I'm just getting started, you know. I'm only 6-7 months into this and other people have a couple years under their belt, but I think I'm going to get there.
These agencies in other countries, they've been around, I don't know, 7-8 years, I think, you know, so there's some time built around these agencies and been proofed and, you know, or around the world. And Bang Productions, TikTok Live Creator Network Agency. And the way I look at it and this opportunity I saw with it, it's just like I said, it's micro TV development. So it's our job to work with creators like Rebecca, whatever their passion is, whatever their theme is, whatever comes from the heart. It's our job to kind of flush that out and kind of help her craft that in a certain way and almost reverse engineer it, because I think you shoot a wide net of what you think you are, and then as you improve, you know, you cut down on what you do and you learn that way. When you first looked at this, were you apprehensive at all when you did try to take on this task?
Incredibly. I was very shy. I had no idea what content I wanted. I had no idea what audience I wanted. Had no idea the people, you know, some streamers not everybody's a good person, you know, so sometimes you get wrapped up with bad people and I was so new, I didn't understand that, you know, that's how things were. But I was very apprehensive, very shy. I'm very camera shy. I don't really like to put myself out there too much publicly, but that's changed. And I've noticed that a lot of people do relate to me. And I've been told that I'm very relatable and real and genuine. And that's just how I am off the camera and on camera. So to find people that support you and want to see you successful and be a part of your life, you know, because you're yourself, it's an incredible feeling, you know, and I think everybody should do that, you know.
Rebecca was telling me the other day, she's met people all around the world. Different characters. So you learn, you know, I think you learn life about meeting different people around the world and you see how they live. Has that been any inspiration about seeing other people that have a different environment, different location, that kind of gave you some more insight?
Yes, especially, you know, a lot of the other countries, I get very humbled. In other areas, you see the dedication people are putting into it, you know, the singers, the backgrounds, the signs, you know, the equipment that they have to buy, the time that they're putting into it. You know that they're working 5 times harder for that than someone here. You know, so it also changes your perspective on other streamers that, you know, aren't as humble. And it just, again, you know, you see how much people are putting into it, and they're, you know, it's incredible how passionate people are. And, you know, a lot of them, they do it to support their families, or they do it to promote themselves or their own music off of TikTok. And it's really cool.
Now, did you, when you were a kid, you know, growing up in Alabama, did you ever think that you would want to be in the creative space?
I was a very creative child. I changed what I wanted to do with my life multiple times. You know, I was very much into photography as a child. I was very much into art and drawing. So I've always known that I'm creative. I've also known I have a creative and a little bit of a different personality, which was kind of difficult for me going through high school, because I knew I was different, so I'm not relatable to a lot of people. But yeah, I've always known I'm a creative child, but I never saw myself having a career or a job to be creative.
What is an agency? What does Bang Productions do? Tell us a little bit about what an agency like Bang Productions does for creators.
Yeah, so for a creator, it's important early in the beginning to basically get managed or get into an agency, because there's a lot of guidelines that TikTok has, or there's a lot of AI like bots that will go and they will ban your account. You know, sometimes you go live, you could be sitting there and you'll get banned. You know, someone reports you, you get banned, you lose your live access for 7 days. But underneath an agency, if you truly were not doing anything and you were just sitting there, the agency can go and appeal that directly with TikTok, and you can get your account access back. Agency also lets, you know, it's there to help and train and mentor creators that are new. So again, pushing out those community guidelines, what words you can say, what you can't say. Also, TikTok gives out certain spotlights to you, which they then give to us as the creator. So only opportunities that you can get in an agency. My LiveFest Global invite would not have happened if I wasn't in my agency. So, you know, lots of good things come from being in the agency.
What is your goals in the next, I don't know, 6 months in this venture?
You know, I focus more on building my community now, I think, more than diamonds. Obviously, I would, you know, I want my diamond count to be a certain goal every day, but I'm more focused on building and networking with more people in my room, building more authentic friendships, more genuine supporters, and just kind of really expressing, you know, I think I told you the other day, I just found out my niche on TikTok, my character, you know, my personality that I put out. And so I want to kind of focus more on building that character and doing more research on that, and pushing that out to my supporters.
Niche is a big word. She said she found her niche, but I think in a way, you know, people say they find their niche. I think the niche finds you, to some extent, because, you know, when you start finding that success and you land, you know, you had to go through several trials to get there. If you understand law of attraction, I guess what I'm saying, when you talk about niche, you don't have to put as much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
To like say, hey, I got this round peg in a square hole. And I think if you just naturally go at it, the niche will find you to some extent.
That's exactly what happened. And I feel like your supporters can feel when you're longing for something, when you're wanting something. And when you let that go and you just be yourself and you just speak it what you want or speak to what you are, it's so much more natural. And people like, they want to feel that naturalness. They don't want to feel like you're begging for something, you know? And so that's what happened with me. It was like, I found something that I am completely happy with myself. It's the way I speak. And now I've been growing faster than I was before with more authentic, genuine people.
So, I mean, I appreciate you coming to town. Appreciate you coming in and talk to us. She's going to be working with us more. And hopefully this has been very educational and very relatable to any TikTok live creators out there. With this political environment that's going on, don't forget about the creativity. Hopefully this stuff will get worked out, which I think it will. There's a lot of opportunity within this landscape. This live programming is the future. Rebecca, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been Creator Rebecca Eli, and I'm John Edmonds Cosma, the CEO of Bang Productions. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.